Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and it's time for more AOR. Melodic rock, mostly from the 80s, driving beat, crunchy guitars. They'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. This is volume 12 of a series I call AOR, A-OK. Let's kick things off with a song that I could have played on my direct-to-video episode because it's from a 1981 film called Looker. And that film did not have a soundtrack, but this song was released on a 7-inch, and I tried to only play songs on that episode that had not been released at all, except for when they were played in the films. So Sue Sad and the Next was a band out of LA, recorded one record, released by Planet Records in 1980, and then in 1981, Sue Sad, without the Next, recorded some songs for this film, Looker. Including this song, which was the B-side of the single I mentioned. It's called Highwire. Probably heard of the songwriters Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly. They wrote Like a Virgin and Like a Prayer, I believe, and Eternal Flame, Think True Colors, I Touch Myself. They wrote a lot of hits, including Alone, hit for the band Heart. Heart had a hit with that song in, I think, 1987, but back in 1983, Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly had a band called I-10, and they released an album called Taking a Cold Look, and they actually had a version of Alone on that record. But let's hear another song by I-10 from 1983. This is called The Easy Way Out. The Thrills were a band out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, formed in the early 80s, released two AOR albums in, I think, 81 and 82, maybe 80 and 81. In 1983, they had a third album that they recorded that ended up not being released at the time, but it was eventually released in the year 2000. Let's hear a song from that record by The Thrills. The album's called Three. This is a song called Make It Easy.
You run out of love. Why is it simple for you?
That sound means it's time for our traditional Canadian segment of AOR AOK. Let's kick things off with a band called Bentwood Rocker. Four members of a group called Sands of Time recruited a vocalist named Dan Thompson in 1977 to form this studio project to record original songs. This is a song by Bentwood Rocker from 1983. It's called Walk Through the Fire.
You're the one, whatever you do, I will stand by you. I'll walk through the fire. You're the one, whatever you need.
Body Electric is a Canadian duo founded by Bob Buckley and David Sinclair. They were both part of a band called Straight Lines. That band had two albums, split up. These two guys formed a new project called The Body Electric, recorded a self-titled album for Attic Records in 1984. This is a song by The Body Electric called The More Things Change.
Thank you.
Everest was a Toronto band made up of Frank Reed, Rick McDonald, Jim McClellan, and Don Gaze. They released an album in 1985 called One Step Away. The record was mixed by Alex Lifeson from Rush, but not produced. The producer was Paul Gross, and then it was mixed by Alex Lifeson, and Alex didn't do a very good job. This is a good song. I like this song, but it's a terrible mix. The drums are really low. Just doesn't sound good to me. I don't know if that's Alex's fault or what's going on, but check it out. This is a song by Everest called Stand Up. Stand up. One more song in our Canadian segment of AOR AOK. This is a band out of Montreal called Korea. This came out in 1992. It's a band called Korea. It's an album called Korea, and the song is called Korea. We'll be right back. Formed in the mid-70s in South Dakota, Wakefield released one self-titled album on Top Shelf Records in 1985. This is a great song by Wakefield from that record. It's called You're Gonna Find Out. Fury was a duo comprised of Robbie LeBlanc and Brian LeBlanc. I'm assuming they were brothers. Came out of New York. Felix Cavalieri from the Rascals produced their album, which came out in 1985, self-titled record by Fury. This is a song called Sorry to Say.
Just gotta say,
Carla DeVito is a singer. She actually came out of Second City in Chicago. She was in the comedy troupe at the same time as Bill Murray. In 1973, she was cast in the musical Hair. A couple years later, she ends up going on tour with Meatloaf in support of the Bat Out of Hell album, singing the parts that Ellen Foley sang on the record. In 1981, she released her first solo album, Is This a Cool World or What? Then her song, We Are Not Alone, was featured in The Breakfast Club. I believe I played that song on the soundtracks, 80s soundtracks episode. Great song. Then she put out a second solo album in 1986 called Wake 'Em Up in Tokyo. Let's hear a song from that record by Carla DeVito. This is called We Accelerate.
Kids are different, faster than the
Xeron, X-E-R-O-N, band out of LA, released a 6-song EP called Does Anybody Hear in 1985. The members of this band were Larry Leon on vocals, Trevor Jay on guitar, Paul McPhee on guitar, Jeffrey Bolick on bass, and Jeff Wolf on drums. Let's hear a great song by Xeron from 1986. This is called Would You Belong to Me? Rescue, we're a German band, released a self-titled album in 1990. Let's hear a song from it called Into the Night.
Oh,
L.A. Ray and the Shades were a band, I'm guessing, out of Colorado. They were on a Colorado label called Wet Records. You'd think they might have been from L.A. with a name like L.A. Ray and the Shades, but maybe Colorado. This album came out in 1985. It's called Wild Weekend. This is a song by L.A. Ray and the Shades. It's called Don't Wanna Be Lonely. Fierce Heart was a studio project, came out of Chicago. Singer Larry Elkins and guitarist Rex Carroll put this project together. They released an album in 1985 on a small label called Mirage Records, self-titled record. This is a song from that album by Fierce Heart. It's called Heroes.
Broadway lights, we're like a wolf pack. We're the
The Ladder was a studio project put together by keyboard player Joe Parente with his brother, producer Lou Parente. The album was released by Atlantic Records in 1986. This is a song from it by The Ladder. It's called Time Soldier. A guy named Gary Wells released a four-song EP in 1987 on a label called Equinox Records. This EP was produced by Jeff Murphy from The Shoes. Let's hear a song from it by Gary Wells. This is called You're the One. ¶¶ Fahrenheit was an Austrian band. They had one album called Talking About Love. Came out in 1989. Let's hear a great song from it by Fahrenheit. This is called Danger. China Rain was a project that Randy Jackson put together after Zebra broke up. Released one album in 1991 called Bed of Nails, produced by Jack Ponti, an alumni from AOR, AOK. Actually, his band Surgeon was featured on the very first episode of AOR, AOK. Jack Ponti was also in a band called The Rest with Jon Bon Jovi. Anyway, let's hear a song by Randy Jackson's band China Rain. This is called Before It's Too Late.
Thank you.
BB Steel, or Beg, Borrow, and Steal, was an Australian band. Released an album in 1991 called On the Edge. The album was produced by Phil Collin, and I think you'll hear the pretty obvious Def Leppard, especially Hysteria era Def Leppard influence on this song by BB Steel. It's called Suffer in Silence.
Yeah.
And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
So back in 1988, a guy named Danny Martinez and two brothers, Joe and Rob Maroney, came together to create a band called Caught in the Act. The band would have a self-titled album released in 1989. This band's out of Colorado. Before they recorded that album in 89, they had a song on one of those radio station compilations that I did a whole episode of songs from a while back. Let's hear that track. By Caught in the Act, this is a song called Caught in the Act.
Be back.